بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسول النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. On behalf of our honorable and respected Sheikh Maulana Muhammad Salim Dorat Hafidhahullah Ta'ala and the Islamic Dawah Academy, we welcome the mothers and sisters to the 21st annual Sisters Gathering. To be given the ability and the opportunity to participate in any Dini gathering, this is a great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And during this time where we find we are engulfed and surrounded by fitna, and where we find it difficult to practice on deen, it is very important that we hold firm to our deen. We hold firm to our deen, we hold firm to the practice on deen as well. And how can a person safeguard his deen, hold firm to his deen, hold firm to the practice on deen? There are many ways. Keeping a connection with deen, keeping a connection with ilm, this is very important. One way a person can do this is that he enrolls in a madrasa whereby he is able to acquire ilm and knowledge. And another way of doing this is that a person, he comes into such gatherings. He comes into such deeni gatherings wherein deen, wherein ilm is imparted, whereby we are able to increase our ilm, increase our knowledge, by which we can then practice on deen as well. And another way of doing this is that we come and sit in the company of those people that have ilm, that have taqwa, that have piety. When we come into their company, then their good traits will also rub on to ourselves as well. So alhamdulillah, we are very fortunate today that we have come into a deeni gathering whereby we will be able to acquire ilm, acquire knowledge, whereby we will be able to practice on whatever we hear. And similarly, we are also very fortunate that we will be in the company of a very close friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah ta'ala. And when we come to a deeni gathering, then there are a few advices that our respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah ta'ala, he shares with us. One point that our respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah ta'ala mentions is that when we come to these deeni gatherings, then we need to listen very attentively. Listen very attentively, because what will be said will be the words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It will be in regards to the pious friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Sahaba, the Tabi'een, the Buzrugan Deen, our pious predecessors. So we need to listen very attentively. And with listening attentively, it is very important that we also try and sit in a respectful manner. Not only are we in a deeni gathering, we are also in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whilst in this gathering, we should try and sit in a respectful manner, facing towards the Qibla. And thirdly, when we listen, then we need to have this in mind that we are in need. Whatever is being said, we are in need of what is being said. In regards to our deen, we are faltering, we are very behind. Where we should be in our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where we should be in our life in regards to what we wish to acquire in the hereafter, we are very much behind. So when we come to these deeni gatherings, we need to have this understanding that we are in need of what is being said. When a person will keep this in mind, then he will also listen attentively to what is being said. And the final point we need to keep in mind is that we listen with the intention of practicing. We do not just listen for the sake of entertainment. that we are coming to a Dini gathering, or our intention should not be because our friends are coming, so we will go with our friends as well, so we will enjoy our time here. The intention should be that whatever we listen to, then inshallah we will practice on whatever will be said. May Allah Ta'ala give us the ability to practice on whatever is mentioned during this program, and give us the ability to implement this into our lives as well.